Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July the 5th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 29 cents at 578.5, September wheat down 39 cents at 807, and November beans down 79.25 cents at 1316. Obviously, the outside markets, the weather all pushed the grains down here, fund liquidation, corn, beans, meal. Funds got shorter wheat, shorter bean oil out here. So I'm still concerned that they might want to come out of more corn and beans. I've got them long 158,000 contracts of beans. 158,000 contracts of corn, and now about 65,000 to 70,000 contracts of beans. So they still got a ways to go if they want to blow out of this. And obviously, these funds are absolutely getting shellacked out here. So the good news is that the stock market has rallied about 600 points off its lows at the moment. The crude oil rallied about $2 off its lows, but still closed down almost $9. So there just isn't a whole lot of good news out here. The dollar up 141 ticks to a new contract high and high close. 106.32 is the close. I just don't see anything positive out here, except that the markets are incredibly oversold, and that we could see a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday tomorrow. But the export inspections were just terrible. Excuse me, corn 676, wheat 112, the beans 355. So just, no real demand out here. We're expecting that 57% of the winter wheat will be harvested versus 41%. The crop ratings on wheat should remain unchanged. Beans may be down percentage point, corn down maybe 2 percentage points. I think that's a little bit high. I think it'll be down a penny, 1% myself. Moving forward here, we just don't have demand. We've got fairly decent weather. There is the heat dome that's still out there, but it's low enough and far enough east where it's not doing as nearly as much damage as it could be. So, we've had decent rains. We're going to get big rains tonight. The only problem might be they're talking about derecho winds from Minnesota and Iowa into Illinois. Obviously, that could cause some damage if they get those kind of winds. It's only a warning. It's a warning right now. So, it's something we got to watch tonight to see how bad it gets. But again, I think we could see a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow, one way or the other. I don't see anybody getting too excited with these grain markets. We can rally, but are the beans going to rally back 79 cents? I don't see that anytime soon, but, who knows? We've broken significantly here in the last 2 weeks. Wheat's now down $5, almost $5 a bushel lower than it was a month and a half ago. So anything is possible in these markets. We continue to recommend to clients to roll down put options, take as much money out as you can out here. But it doesn't mean that we can't move lower yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.